Attention again to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 12 through 18 for your consideration. Supporting scripture this morning coming from the 34th Psalms, verse 3. Verse 12 of the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. For as the body is one and have many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now have God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. Based on our thinking, coming from the 14th verse, where the Bible says, for the body is not one member, but many. For the body is not one member, but many. Supporting scripture from the 34th Psalms, verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The base of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. It takes more than me to make up the body of Christ. It takes more than me. And I should have asked you to repeat that, because I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about you, 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 and you. So let's repeat that after me. It takes more than me to make up the body of Christ. Thank you. Leslie sang that like she knows what she's talking about this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. If we don't have anything else, we can claim God. We claim and we know that everything will be all right. He is just that kind of God. God has been so good to us, and God deserves more from us than what we give. Because we done got so accustomed to being blessed. We got accustomed to getting up in the morning and going about our daily activities and doing whatever it is in our minds that we feel like we want to do. And there are those of us that take time out to tell God thank you and to talk to the Lord along the way. But then there are so many of us that take God for granted until we get down and out, until we're on a bed of affliction. Then we know who God is. We ought to be able to call on the name of the Lord sometimes when everything's going all right. Sometimes when it seems like it's not necessarily anything that I need you or want you to do, I just want to tell you thank you. Just for being God. Just for being there when I need you the most. That song said, God is my everything. So if he's everything, then you know, that covers everything that you can come up with in your mind. God can be just that. And he has that kind of power. He has that intellect. He is able to do what nobody else can do. It's because of him that we're here this morning. Because we want to know more about him. We want to please him. We want to get closer to him. And as we come, this ought to be one of those days where we're just excited about the Lord and about what the Lord God is doing. We don't necessarily or shouldn't have to go through trials and trouble and sickness just to know that he's real and that he is there. We need to know that he's there regardless of what we're going through. Because there were times before we start going through all of those other things that we still recognize that God was right there by our side. And as we come to this particular day, God has blessed us to be yet counted amongst the living. And that's a lot to be thankful for. Even though we know that we have appointed a day to die, this might be the day, it might not. So we got to make the best of this day. This is one of those days that I feel somewhat like David when he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, because I'm so glad to be in this place one more time. Glad to know that the Lord God has watched over us. Glad to know that God has blessed me with his grace and his mercy, and not only for what he's done for me, but since last week, God has been blessing all over the land. When I think about all that the Lord God has done for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ, to all of the bereaved families that he has comforted along the way and kept, to all the bodies that he's put his healing hand on and that he's touched to let them know that I'm still right here. God is able to hear our humble cry. God has done so much for so many. And even though we may have already told God thank you, it's good sometimes to sort of have a collective effort. You know, we talk about it. We're going to talk about it this morning that we are many members but yet one body in Christ. But every now and again, we ought to just get together just to have a good time. But there are those of us, we make plans, we have parties, we have cookouts, we have gatherings of fellowship with family and friends. And when we have those things and when we're making our plans, the main mindset that we have is we want to have a good time. So now when we come to fellowship with one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, when we come into the house of God, then we ought to come looking to have a good time. And you can have a good time if you don't allow the enemy to cloud your vision. You don't allow the enemy to help you build up walls. If you don't allow the enemy to put you in a mindset where you quench the spirit. See, there comes a time when you just got to let go and let God have his way. God is such a loving God, and I'm reminded that God blesses us day by day. When we think about all the things that God has already done, and I think of not only what God has done, but look at the things that God still yet has in store for us. We talk about that there's a better place, and I love that song that says there's a better day a coming by and by. But, you know, there are times when you don't understand the by and by, but the songwriter said you understand it better by and by. But what is the by and by? By and by is after a while. By and by might be months. By and by might be years. By and by, you just don't know. But I do know that whether it's now or later, whenever the Lord comes, everything is going to be all right. God's a good God this morning. And we are here on another blessed day. And as we've come, we've already been blessed. And God has blessed us to be amongst the living. As we are looking and we are seeing and we are witnessing another day unfold. So as this day unfolds right now, I'm happy. Right now, I feel mighty good in my soul. Right now, I know that everything is working out for my good. But then I don't know what's going to happen as the day proceeds. You see, right now we got joy, but just like that, it can switch over and sorrow can overwhelm you. Right now, you got your health and strength, but just like that, something could happen to your body and you might not even be able to walk back up out of here. Those of you that came in, you ought to came in with a mindset that, Lord, I want to thank you for being here. And after being here, I just don't want to be here to say I came to church, but I want to be part of the church. Part of the church, we don't need no more furniture. We need something that got some life in it. We need something that don't mind moving every now and again. We need somebody that don't mind telling God thank you, even sometime when you don't feel like it. God still is worthy of your praises. There's somebody in here right now got some pain in your body. If you took your medication and the pain still is right there, but you still got your mindset, I'm going to have a good time anyhow. Anybody know how to make the devil out of a liar? Anybody know how to make your enemy leave you alone? I found out that if I love you, everything going to be all right. We ought to come into God's house with a praise. We ought to come into God's house with a mindset that I'm glad that you allowed me another opportunity to be in this place. Today as we've come, I wonder, do we understand how important it is that we become doers of God's word and not just hearers only? We hear the word all the time, but how many times do we react on that we hear? You read the word for yourselves, and when you read it, it's just like the word just coming out to life to you. And when you read it, then are you going to do what you read? Or are you just reading for entertainment? Some folk read so that they can sort of get themselves girded up so they can trap somebody. make somebody feel like that I got more religion than you got. I'm on a higher place than you are. But we got to understand none of us are no better than anybody else. I don't know why we think that just because you may have a little position that you're better than somebody else, that don't make us no better. In fact, we got to understand that when you get into a position of authority, then where much is given, much is required. And when much is required, then that also means that you got to learn how to make some sacrifices. How many of you are honest enough with yourself to know that every Sunday you don't really feel like coming? So sometimes your mind says, I might not go this morning, but something down on the inside started messing with you. And all of a sudden you say, Lord, I can't do you like that. I got to get up out of here. Then sometimes you got your mind made up, I can't wait till Sunday morning. Somewhere Saturday evening, that old enemy jump on your body and you just don't feel like nothing. So you got to tell that devil, you a lie, I'm going on anyhow. Now there are times when you just can't ward it off and you have to lay there and rest a little while. But rest and talk to the Lord while you're resting. How many of you know that you don't have to be in this house to have God in your house? And if you know anything about the word of God, you ought to have a song on your heart. You ought to be able to quote a scripture. You ought to be able to tell a testimony. You ought to be able to tell your children, we can't get out the house today, but God is good. And you done preached already. That are wrapping up in a blanket. Going to the cupboard and get another snack. If we give God half the time that we give ourselves, this would be a much better place. Because we got time to do what we want to do. But as soon as there's something that we ought to do or we need to do, we got more excuses than anybody. There's time out for making excuses. Then we got to understand that we're going to do what the Lord God wants us to do. We got to understand that we are members of the body of Christ. And as being a member of the body of Christ, the first thing we must understand that it's not about me or you. Some of us think that the bell's not going to ring unless I ring it. Some of us think that we're not going up unless I sing the song. But I want to let you know that you don't have to be the one to sing the song. I don't have to be the one to preach the message. I just want to be in the number to feel the Spirit when it comes through. Sometimes you be waiting on certain individuals, a certain song, and you still waiting and you didn't even get nothing, and it came through. You got to learn how to get what's out there. But when there's a table been set for you, you can't say, well, you don't have what I like on the table, so I'm not hungry today. You might not want to eat what I got for you this morning, but this is what you're going to get. How many of you know that once you cook the meal, that's what you got for the day? And you don't want to eat it today, I can bring it back on next. We can give you a leftover. Now, I heard the leftover's a little bit better anyhow, because after that juice get in it and it simmer for a little while, oh, all those seasons that you put in there, it start to really just keep and your palate just get crazy. Too many times we take our blessings for granted. We're wasteful. We're despiteful. We're selfish. As holy as some of us feel like we are, we're selfish. Because if it's not my way, then I don't want no part of it. If I'm not in the limelight, I don't want to be a part of it. How many of you know you don't need to be in the limelight all the time? Every now and again, you ought to get back and let somebody else be seen sometime. There's not very much to you if you got to be the one out front all the time. I found out that in order to be a good leader, you got to be a good follower. So every time I get an opportunity, I want to just sit back and look. I want to sit back and listen. I want to take time out and say, no, don't give me that space up there. Let me sit out here with everybody else. And I got there yesterday, and I went through, and once they recognized who I was, so you want to go back and talk to the pastor? Not right now. Because if I went right then I'd have to sit in the pulpit.
I wanted to be a family member yesterday. We got to understand in ministry, sometimes you got to be a family member. It's not all about your calling. It's not all about your gifts. But some of us feel like that I just got to be heard. Every now and again, you all just shut up. God has given all of us gifts. Question is, what are you going to do with your gifts? A lot of us sitting down on our gifts. We look around and we got a whole lot of opinions and we got a whole lot of lip service, but we don't want to do nothing. But we got to understand that when you talk about anybody that is a believer, you're talking about your body. Because if you're a believer and I'm a believer, then we are part of that one same body. So we're talking about one another. We got to understand that God wants us to have a mindset to know that he'll be there when we need him the most. We need to know that he is worthy to be praised. His name is a holy name. And if you know him to be a good God, if you know that your God is a delivering and a sustaining God, then you ought to be willing to praise your God. If he's ever healed your body, you're in the process of your healing, and your faith and trust says that I'll be all right. Even though I'm going through, I know that there is a better day coming. And then, you know, that comes a place where a time that even though you're going through, you get sort of comfortable. And don't get too comfortable in your pains and sufferings. Because the enemy wants you to stay right there. But you got to still say that I'm coming out of this. You got to still believe that I'm going to get better. Even if the doctor shook his head and said, ain't nothing that I can do. You can still look to the hills and say that I serve a God that there's nothing that he can't do. Got to learn how to flip the switch. Just because somebody say that they can't, somebody say that they won't, that don't mean that you have to do the same thing. I believe that God is a way maker. All right. Somebody got to tell the devil that you're a liar and he don't have no trouble, he don't have no place in your life. All right. I wonder if there's anybody in here this morning that know enough about your God and what he can and will do. That no matter what the naysayers say, no matter what the doubters do, they can't change your mind. You know, there are a lot of folk like to change your mind. They don't like it when you're happy. Don't like it when it seems like things are going all right in your life. I heard that misery loves company. There are a whole lot of folk that they are unhappy, so they want you unhappy. You better watch everybody that come running up to you want to tell you some negative mess. A lot of time they don't have a life for their own self. So they messing all in your life. And you got to understand that they don't have the right to dictate to you in your life. This life that I have, the Lord God gave it to me. And I'm not going to allow what the enemy thinks. I'm not going to allow even what my family thinks hinder me from being who God wants me to be. Misery, misery, misery. A whole lot of us would be a more happier person if we stopped listening to naysayers. Stop worrying about the haters. If they hate you, they're hating you for a purpose. And I don't care whether you hate me or not. All I got to do is love you. That's what the Bible said. If I do unto you as I want you to do unto me, you can do what you want to do. Curses may come your way, but I'm going to make sure that I plant some seeds that I can get some blessings. Anybody want to be blessed this morning? Anybody know that God is a blessing God? I come to let you know that sometimes that there are folk that they're suspicious about everything. They're jealous and they're envious and they're always out to start some mess. Anybody tired of a whole lot of unnecessary mess? We can't even have good church 'cause of mess. We can't lift him up because of mess. Paul said, lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily beset you. Stop being so thin-skinned. They talked about Jesus. Who are you? Oh, you hurt my feelings. Get over it. What you said, get out yourself. So many times, we're so worried about what everybody else thinks, and we get caught up into a whole lot of pity parties. I don't need a pity party. All I need is to know that God is right there by my side. And when that enemy come and try to take your joy, you put up a deaf ear. Trying to see the sang a song, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away. I got to go home. Hallelujah, Jesus. Then he said unto them, Nehemiah says, in Nehemiah 8 and 10, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. So you see, we got to understand that there comes a time that we got to give one to another. For Nehemiah said, for this day is a holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorrowful, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. See, if you got God in your life, if you know anything about real joy, then you know that God will give you that kind of joy. And when the Lord God gives you joy, then it will keep you from going around moping and crying and complaining all the time. It's a shame that so many believers always complain. So many saved and sanctified folks always got a problem with something or somebody. What happened to the love? What happened to the forgiveness? What happened to mercy and grace? If God had mercy on us, can't you show a little mercy on somebody else? When I think about the fact that we can't do it all by ourselves. Because I understand that in order to make up the body of Christ, it takes more than me or you. But now, David gives us something here that lets me know that every now and again, we need to pull our forces together. David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Then David says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. So now, us is another one of those plural words, so I'm not in it by myself, but David is saying, I want to praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. His praises shall continually be in my mouth, but I don't want to do it all by myself. Come on, sister. Come on, brother. Let's exalt his name together. So if I say at the church, say amen, can everybody say amen? Somebody snuck out on me. I didn't hear somebody. Could everybody say amen?
Amen.
That's better. That's better. That's better. Woo! I can't do it all by myself. David says, was going to read them all, but I'm going to jump now. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So David said, you get a little taste of it, then you come back and get another taste. But that's why we're in here this morning. You got a little taste. Now you want another taste. And I don't know about you, but every now and again, I still need another taste. Every now and then, it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I tasted them a long time ago. As much as I preach about food, as much as I love food, don't nothing taste better than Jesus. Anybody had a taste of the Lord? Anybody know how sweet he is? Somebody say it's sweeter than a honey in a honeycomb. Anybody know God to be that sweet? God will do what nobody else can do. For when you taste and see that the Lord is good, He'll do everything that you need him to do. We got to understand this morning that it's time for us to realize that it's not all about us, but it's about the power of a mighty God. We got to know that there was an old saying that said, united we stand, divided we fall. But Paul tells us that there should be no schism in the body. So in other words, there should be no division. If we are divided, then we're going to fall. But if we learn how to stand together, I got to come on and throw this on in here right quick. I got somewhere else I got to go. I don't know what you got to do this evening, but I got to show my love. And I don't want to be late for my next appointment. So right now, I got to do what God sent me to do right here. God told me to let somebody in the house know that we are many members, but yet one body in Christ. Being one body, we also got to know that he is all about us. For by that one body of the Spirit of God, God baptized us in his mighty Spirit, gifted us with all kinds of gifts. Every one of them here got a gift this morning. But I want to let you know in the name of Jesus, for the body is not one member, but it's many members. So we can't make it up all by ourselves. We got to trust the power of a mighty God. If the foot said that I'm not of the hand, am I not of the body? Oh, no, no, no. We got to understand that that part of your body that seemed to be more unnecessary, God wants you to know this morning that it is necessary. I just want to let somebody know that you better trust the power of God. We got to understand through the word of God that the Bible lets us know this morning that God has set all the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. So we are where we are. We are who we are. But there's a God that sits high and ain't look down low. I want to tell somebody this morning that I can't do it all by myself. Thou can't do it all by himself. Really can't do it all by yourself. But when we all come together, we can make some things happen. All we got to do is get on one accord. We got to learn how to sit down and reason one with another. We are many members, but yet one body in Christ. Now we have a covenant that says, having been led as we believe by the Spirit of God to receive the Lord Jesus as our Savior. There we go with those plural words again. We and our. It's not me and mine, but it's we and our. If we would all get together, if we would all get on one accord, the Lord God will bless us. We got to understand that there might be a lot of members in the house, but we are still just one body. Now, when you look at that person beside you, you may not like what they got on. You may not like their hairstyle. You may not like their shoes. But one thing you got to love is that soul that they got on the inside. Love ye one another. And the Lord God has loved us. Is there anybody in the house that know God for yourself, that know that I am a member of the body of Christ? Many members, but yet just one body. Now, when I look at the body of Christ, I realize that I can't do it if God is not on my side. But when I look at the gifts that God has given, you got to use your gift. I got to use my gift. He got to use his gift. And I want to let you know that all the gifts that God has given, it's not just preaching, it's not prophesizing, it's not just singing, it's not playing an instrument. Somebody got a gift of love. Somebody got a gift of peace. Somebody got a gift of calmness. Somebody got a gift of putting things back together. Somebody got a gift of creativity. Somebody got a gift of knowing that I got a discernment of spirit, that when everything began to get raggedy, I call on the name of the Lord, and the Lord God hear my humble cry. Is there anybody in the house that love God with everything that you got? We are many members, but one body in Christ. The body of Christ is many members, not just one.